What was Manning able to do? I watched a couple of the plays with Reggie Wayne, and it looked like he split John Lynch and a defensive back and got John Lynch to commit early to the short drop and force him, and it created a lot of space for Reggie Wayne twice in the back of the end zone.
Peyton Manning is a smart individual. You know what they do that's doing so well? They make adjustments. They make adjustments during the game. They might even make an adjustment during a particular play after it's been called in the huddle. You know, and when you have the relationship that Manning has with his receivers, he knows where they are at all the time, and if he's getting the protection and he has enough time, he's going to get the ball to one of those guys. And I think that they're great receivers because they don't drop many passes. I don't see too many passes dropped by the Indianapolis Colts. And maybe that's because Peyton throws a ball that's easily catchable. But the thing is, they're all on the same page. You know, and it starts with intelligence, in my opinion. Intelligence from the quarterback position, intelligence from the rest of the positions as well. That, you know, that they can make adjustments when they have to.
And it also starts with an offensive line. Getting back to that, we had Howard Mudd on the show a week and a half ago talking about the simple scheme they have there. Bill Moss has talked about it as well. You have a zone blocking scheme. You have interchangeable parts. You've had the same basic offensive line for a couple years in a row. And they didn't allow Manning to be sacked even once yesterday.
Well, you know, you hit on what. Why are they successful? They protect him. Now, I'm going back to a playoff game. I forget who it was against. Maybe it was New England. They didn't protect him. And so consequently, he was just like another quarterback out there. A quarterback has to have the protection to get the job done. You don't have to sack him even. If you can get in his face to impair his vision downfield where he might make a bad decision on who to throw the football to, that's just as effective as a sack sometimes, because oftentimes you'll come up with an interception. But it starts with the big... And the game has never changed, Nick. It starts with the big guys up front on both sides of the ball. If they get the job done, generally you could be successful.